Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the second week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26. One day as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins?" He said to the one who is paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. And struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At times we face various obstacles in our lives that we must overcome to achieve our goals. During such times, it's easy to lose sight of our objective and give up. In today's gospel passage, a paralyzed man's friends wanted to bring him to Jesus, but found that the crowd was blocking their way. Rather than giving up, they climbed onto the roof with their friend and lowered him down through the tiles before Jesus. Jesus was deeply moved by their faith and the unwavering persistence of their efforts. There was a small community of faith consisting of the paralytic and his friends. They were determined to reach the Lord despite the obstacles and challenges they faced along the way, and remained steadfast in their faith as they journeyed towards him. In many ways, this small community of faith can inspire us this Advent season when we are called to keep journeying toward the Lord and focus on him, despite whatever obstacles may be at work in our lives that could keep us from him. Jesus surprised them all by first saying to the man, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." The paralytic needed spiritual as well as physical healing, and his spiritual healing took priority. As we focus on the Lord during the season of Advent, let us look to him for our spiritual healing.